When you go into the store, maybe you remember the last time that you went to the grocery store. It's hard to figure out if you're trying to, you know, keep an eye on your weight or trying to eat healthy, you know, processed foods versus whole foods. So every Thursday in the feed, we talk health and wellness with Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. And following up on our weight loss conversation from last week, you know, how can you help us with this, Janisa, with trying to figure out the whole foods versus processed?
Yeah, so let's recap. Do you remember what are the two things we need for long-term weight loss?
Let's see. The first one was the caloric deficit.
Yes, we need a caloric deficit. Do you remember the second one? That was a little tricky.
I don't remember the second one. What was it again?
The diet should be nutrient dense.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so it should provide all the nutrients that the body needs. And we know that weight loss diets, they work because they provide a caloric deficit. But we need to make sure that it's a diet that is packed with nutrients and it's sustainable. So something you can enjoy and stick to. No quick fixes here.
Right.
So when you think about nutritious foods, what comes to mind?
Let's see. Foods that don't have sugar, or at least a lot of sugar, fruits and veggies, things like that.
Yeah. You know, we've been using the words whole foods for a while now.
Yeah.
So let's define it. Whole foods are those that are as close to their natural state as possible. So remember last week we gave the example of fresh fruit versus fruit gummies?
Right.
Yeah. So the more processed the food, the less nutritious it is. So in that example, the fresh fruit is going to have way more vitamins, minerals, and fiber compared to the fruit gummies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Now, processed foods are foods that are changed from their natural state. So to make it fun, let's do our true or false processed food edition.
All right, great. I love it.
All right, so the first one is, all processed foods are bad.
True?
False. There's a spectrum.
So even if there's a little bit of processing, then it could be okay.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's actually bad. Next one, dried frozen foods are not processed.
I'm going to say that's false.
Yeah, it's false because they're minimally processed. Yeah. Next one. A food that has been milled, refined, or dried is processed.
True?
True. Yes. Foods that have added salt or sugar are processed.
That has to be true, right?
True.
Yeah.
Last one. Ultra-processed foods should be limited.
True.
Yes. Those are the ones that contain the preservatives, the dyes, and even ingredients that can change the appearance and texture of the food. So we should absolutely try to limit those as much as possible.
Yeah, it's always crazy when you look at the ingredients list sometimes and it just goes on and on and on and the words you can't even pronounce.
Exactly.
It can be kind of stressful and overwhelming trying to eat healthy and get the right foods and try to avoid processed foods. So every Thursday, we talk health and wellness with Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD. So what other things should we keep in mind when we're, you know, trying to figure this out, Janisa?
Yeah, and you know, we've mentioned that processed foods have a spectrum from minimal, like frozen fruit, to ultra processed. Now, ultra-processed foods are already prepared. So think like packaged snacks, chips, cereals, cookies, frozen meals, right?
Yeah.
And we know that processed foods have less vitamins and minerals. I know they're convenient too. But can you guess what nutrients they tend to have more of?
It's got to be sugar, maybe fats, things like that.
Yeah, salt, fat,
yep,
sugar.
Salt.
And here's the thing. Something happens when we combine salt, fat, and sugar in large amounts. It's like an explosion of flavor that just tastes really good.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Just a giant bag of potato chips is what I have in my mind.
Exactly. So studies have shown that people who consume processed foods, they tend to overeat more and they take in excess calories compared to eating whole foods.
Makes sense.
This is why it's hard, right? It's so hard to lose weight when we consume too much processed foods because it's just so difficult to stop.
Yeah.
And has this ever happened to you where you're at a gathering and your host has a variety of like chips, dips, crackers, cheese, hams, and you find yourself constantly munching without stopping?
Oh, yeah. You're just like grazing. Anytime there's a sort of Chex Mix type thing, that's always what I go for.
Yeah, And it's like, you might not even be hungry. You might even be full and you just keep going.
Right.
It's just because, you know, that combination, that salt, sugar, and fat, it makes it so much harder to stop. And do you ever look at the ingredient list when you're food shopping?
Yeah, I do sometimes when I'm, you know, buying stuff for the kids and things like that. And sometimes it's shocking seeing the whole list of what's in some of these things.
Yes. And so if you're unsure how processed the food is, the best thing you can do is take a look at the ingredient list. The shorter the list, the better. The longer the list of ingredients, the more processed it actually is.
Yeah.
So always try to use that as a guide.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you know, now we know our diet is going to have some processed foods. Just try to limit the ultra-processed ones as much as possible. Now, as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today, because tomorrow is another day.
Perfect. I'm definitely going to be thinking of this, though, the next time I go to the store. I'm going to be looking at all those ingredients lists.
Oh, yeah. You'll be standing there for hours.
All right. Thanks so much, Janisa Marte, registered dietitian, nutritionist. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Kevin.